You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Well, well, well. We are in our number three. What are you shaking your head for?
You just dropped your headset.
I did.
And you broke it.
I didn't break
it.
I did not break it.
It's the wrong way.
The headset is ready to go. It is the wrong way.
There we go. Hold on. So listen to your intern.
Hold on. Don't mind me. I'm only trying to figure. Ah, there we go. Hour number three. That's it. There it is. Get your head out of the palm of your hands. Hour number three. As we hear more from General Manager Mickey Loomis, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. Nolo's the way to chime in. We got a lot to get into as we get going into the week. We got Zurich. Let's just start there. We're going to be doing the Zurich Classic, obviously. Coming up, so that will be fun. And then, of course, at the end of the week, we'll be doing the draft show. Mr. 4K, Mr. Marlon Favreye, Mr. Brian, we may let you in.
You forgot a key piece besides me.
Let's see.
Lance Moore.
Not Lance Moore, no.
Robert Meacham.
Yes. Yeah. Super Bowl champion Robert Meacham will be a part of the coverage this year as well. I feel like it grows every year. Right? A couple of years ago, it was just like, me and Brian and Marlon. Go have some fun.
And me.
And you.
You know.
Okay.
I'll be in the side eating chicken wings.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, we'll have a little fun with all of this and more. So let's see. What are the other things we will do and have a little fun with? Little Mickey Loomis. So let's talk a little bit about this here as to what he has to say. Again, some of the things going into it. First and foremost, Mickey thinks that this is a deep draft, right? To be able to get some players. You said this was the one thing that you stood out.
And it wasn't like, oh my God.
Right.
But I thought it kind of stood out.
Okay. All right. Let's see. That's what he had to say about the fact that he thinks that it's a deep draft and he could be able to get some things out of it.
Yeah, I think, I was just visiting with Jeff this morning about that. We were talking about our views on it. And I think that, there's some pass rushers in this draft, probably more than what we ordinarily experience. I think the tight end group is pretty deep. Quarterbacks, I think, is a deep group. So I think those three, but there's other positions you can find wide receivers. I think in this class as well. So I think in general we feel like it's a pretty deep draft.
All right. Little thought process going in there as well. I think one of the things that a lot of fans kind of want to know too is how do you go about this process when you don't have a first rounder?
The process was exactly the same. I think maybe when we finally got to the meetings, we probably spent a little less time talking about those guys in the very top of the draft, but the process is exactly the same. We evaluated, our guys evaluated every player. We talked about every player that's draftable for us, and that hadn't changed.
All right. About moving up in the draft, as we said in the past, you've used future picks. Is that something you want to go with again this year?
Well, look, I think, you're always, when you're trying to move up, you're making a lot of calls, looking for a trade partner that views accumulating picks more valuable than making their pick that year. And so it's just a matter of making a lot of calls and relying on relationships that you have. And, we've been able to find trade partners on occasion, but there's been times when we haven't been able to as well.
So, again, trying to find those partners is always a big thing as well. One of the reasons I keep saying why you're not going to be moving up in that first round is you did a good job in free agency and filling some of the needs and holes that you had.
Yeah, I think that's always a goal in the off season is to fill as many holes as possible so that you can put yourself in a position to take, you know, just to follow your board. But I've said this in the past, you know, that part of that is when you pick, you're going to have more than one player that graded in the same area. And, you know, when you do that, you obviously you're going to look at the position between those players. But certainly that's the goal is to be able to pick the best player available to you.
I agree. And I think this year when you make the moves that you did, you addressed a lot of those needs. I think you are in that spot. That said, as I said last hour and in hour number one as well, when 62 comes up, if I'm still there, I'm peaking, right? I mean, it's going to be right there on the dry eraser board in front of you. What is the top-rated offensive lineman? And is it in the same ballpark as the next best player available? If it's in the ballpark, man, I'm pulling that trigger. I really am. Now, we got a call already, Travis, earlier today, 800-998-1003. Travis said, hey, We are in a good position to where he says, why don't you trade back? Now, remember, you're 30th. Jordan, the intern, how many teams in the NFL? 30. Sorry. There you go. Yeah, go ahead.
32.
So that's 32 picks per round. Saints are 30th in the second round, right?
Correct.
Okay. So that means if you just trade, what if you trade out of that spot and pick up a third and a fourth? Is that something that you would consider doing?
I'm kind of settled into where 62.
Okay, but then you have nothing until five. What if somebody comes up and goes, I want to move there? And you say, no problem. Give me your third and your fourth.
Well, I think it's kind of like Mickey Loomis said it in his press conference today, where it has to be like a certain standard that another team has to come with,
right,
for them to do anything to go up or maybe to even move down in the draft. So I think it depends on what teams are coming at you with or what you want to do
right
yourself.
That's what he had to say on trading back.
Well, I think the notion comes from history, right? So, yeah, I wouldn't say that we don't have Yeah, I mean, we'd be open to trading back to get, you know, if the timing's right and if the value's right, but it just hasn't happened very often.
Again, they've been aggressive, though. I mean, their history has always been being aggressive. But again, I can totally see that. Do you have any must positions? As I said, to me, I wouldn't say must, but I'm looking at O-line. You want to say receiver? I could understand some people saying that. What are the positions?
I just say best available overall. Best available.
How happy are you with the linebacking core? I guess let me be more specific. Am I wrong in saying I could upgrade other than DeMario Davis? Like, how sold are you on Alex Anzalone?
I mean, you could always upgrade at any position.
It's a true statement. And I'm not saying Alex is a bad player. But do you get a sense and feel he's a difference-making type player?
I mean, he did cause a couple big plays in the playoffs this past season.
All right, so. Well, he got an interception against, against the Rams, right? In the regular season game?
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure.
All right, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just kind of speaking out loud. How sold are you on the safety play? Because I've seen some Saints fans say they need to upgrade from Bell and Williams, Marcus Williams.
I don't know, because I kind of want to see another year, maybe because it was just the year after.
I think Marcus Williams had a sophomore slump. Yeah. I don't care what people tell me. He did not play as well as he did his freshman year. Freshman, rookie year.
Yeah, I'd like
I think Von Bell played better
right
his third year than he played his sophomore year. That makes sense? I think Eli Apple improved. You're going to get back P-Rob, Patrick Robinson. Again, I'm just trying to look at where you got to go. That's why best player available. But at the same time, do you go regardless of where that spot is? I do, with the best player available. Here's Mickey on must positions.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to disclose that right now before the draft. It was a good try, though. Yeah.
I honestly don't think you have that many. Like, a must position. Does that make sense? Must position. Here's the other key as to why I keep saying, guys, I would be shocked. I wouldn't be surprised because the Saints have been aggressive. So I would say shocked rather than surprised, and it's two different words to me. In that, to move up into first, you got to use up stuff. That's why I threw in Andres Pete, though. He was asked, what assets do the Saints have to actually try to move up if they wanted to?
I don't know yet. You know, we'll see what. Because, look, you can trade picks and you can trade players, too. I mean, there's all kinds of avenues. Not all kinds. There's a few avenues to make movement. But again, that, you know, we're going to have to see somebody that we've got a target on and that we feel like we have to move in order to even contemplate that. But, look, the honest truth is we've got less ammunition, less things to trade this year than we've had in the past. So that makes it a lot more difficult.
So...
less ammunition. I'm taking that as a good thing.
Yeah.
Less ammunition, because
that means there's less things that you. Well, less ammunition. Ammunition based on the less picks is what he's saying.
Right.
You don't have as many picks. You don't have a first. You don't have a second. You know, I mean, you don't have a third and a fourth.
But where you are right now is you don't have to give away these players because you're kind of set in stone on you want to keep them.
It's what I said also as well. Last year, you just didn't have a lot of guys make the team. Your team's pretty stacked. Mickey was asked about it.
Yeah, I think, look, when you have, you know, a good roster and you've had success, it is harder for young players to make your team. And yet, you know, there were some players that we really liked a year ago, and look, we were hoping to get them to the practice squad and then have them become contributing members to our team, and somebody else claimed them. So that's just the nature of, the nature of the system. So, but it is harder for young players to make, a team when you have a good roster.
There you go. Again, which is why this player would have to knock your socks off, and the asking price has got to be one you can, tolerate. I'm just trying to think of value and price, 25 to 30. That's still a huge jump. Moving up in the second, you might be able to use stuff this year. You want to get in the first round, they're going to be asking for picks for next year, high picks. I just don't know if that's something you can do. He was asked if there's still work to be done in free agency.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's still some players out there that can help us, and you know, we're going to continue to look at that. There'll be some guys, typically, you know, after the draft, there's a few guys that become available. So we're going to look at that all the way up and through the season.
Not shocking. They always wait. Always bring in players. Sean Payton during the regular season brings in players. So they're always looking for talent. Sports Hangover comes back with Marlon Fairbright. He wants to chime in. Got a handful of LSU products. Two could be going in the top 15, maybe top 10. I don't know. I'll ask him between Greedy Williams and Devin White. About some of the other Tigers that could be drafted though as well, other than those two. It's a Sports Hangover. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. We also stock the quantities of the supplies you use most. Buy in bulk and get additional savings on fence pickets, posts, and concrete every day. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See ProDesk for details.
Ouch. That's his third travel of the night. Normally, I get on this guy's case for being a complete numbskull. But tonight, I'm chilling.
Stephen A., what's gotten into you?
I know. Usually, I'd be off on a rant right now, but I gotta tell you, this Vivid Seats thing has got me completely changed. Tickets are 100% authentic, and I got these great seats yesterday on the Vivid Seats app. Stress-free, you know.
Wait, what are you doing? You put mayo on my hot dog? What's the matter with you?
There's the old Stephen A. we know.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
It's Golic and Wingo.
Boston was a pit of misery outside of the Celtics for decades in terms of winning. Okay, you had the Celtics and you had everything else that was kind of a big bowl of crap. These sports fans in Boston, they really have no idea how good they have it. And I wonder what it's going to take for them to understand the embarrassment of riches that has come their way.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Jordan and the intern.
Why you say my name?
Why?
Yeah.
You know.
You just like to say it?
What are you going to contribute Friday on our draft show?
You know, I'm making a little poster board image.
I'm talking about analysis.
Analysis?
Yeah. What are you analyzing? Yeah, what is your expert analysis going to be on?
I'll just be like, Roger Goodell is coming up to the podium.
You're the podium guy. Okay, all right. So, Joey, Jordan the intern will interrupt all of us and go, podium, podium.
Podium.
You're the podium guy. All right, there we go.
Or wings.
You could befriend a lot of the wings.
Waiter.
Hey, yeah. I'd rather hear Jordan than the commissioner.
Waiter. Another round, waiter.
No call.
I don't know which Hooters you've ever been to, but it's waitresses, not waiter.
Waitresses.
Shh, the one that serves brownies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now I know what kind of brownies you had yesterday. Waiter.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude.
Waiter. Don't know where you've been
going.
Waiter. Yeah. Big Fave 504 is way to follow over on Twitter. Mr. Marlon Favorite. Yet again, Marlon, what is this? Year four we're going to be doing the draft together, my friend.
Yeah, man, power fly, clips his wings. Hello, somebody.
Dude, I know, we've done it. West Bank, East Bank, Metairie, we've done it everywhere, man. And looking forward to it as well. Look, obviously, your contributions are, you know, great. But we're going to ask you a lot during the draft here, especially because I think Friday, by the time we chat, two Tigers in particular have a good chance of going in a top 15. We're talking about Greedy Williams and Devin White. I'm seeing these mock drafts being put up by CBSSports.com. There are seven different individuals that put a mock draft out. And, dude, I got to tell you, there's a lot of people that have Greedy going above Devin or Devin going above Greedy by a spot or two, but I can't see any of them below 15, if not below 10. That's pretty special for them.
No, it's huge, Gus, man. When you think about it, it all really boils down to which team needs what. And if you look at the rhythm of this draft, the way all of my drafts look, it's a lot of defensive players from the defensive line, linebackers, the corners that's on these boards. And Greedy Williams is a name that pops up a lot. You have Devin White popping up early. I hear Devin White shift to Tampa. A lot of folks are saying Greedy Williams will be a good fit with like Seattle, or even a better fit with the Steelers. And then, you know, a lockdown corner is a commodity. So you also have, you know, to take a look at his position and how well he, you know, he's played his final 2 years at LSU. Mm-hmm. You can't really pass up on that type of guy. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see how this thing really plays out, for sure.
All right, I'm going to ask you the tough question here. Who do you think will be the better NFL player, Devin White or Greedy Williams?
I honestly think, Devin White, if you look at it from the leadership perspective, that always lasts long. If you look at middle linebackers historically from Ray Lewis, he played around the league for a long time because of his leadership and his skills on the field. Both guys, again, when you think of Greedy Williams, you think lockdown cornerback, cover well. You can run a lot of man coverages with him. So, of course, a lot of defensive coordinators are licking their chops for a guy like that. But if you look at longevity, I think Devin White's a guy. I mean, he's someone that he wouldn't mind coming in and contributing on special teams and doing it longer than that if need be. And then you look at that position, the linebacker position, how that person pretty much commands the defense. That's our quarterback on defense. Mm-hmm. So if you look at it from that perspective, it's a different conversation. But you look at Greedy Williams. You know, I saw on one draft board they had him going 14th to Atlanta, whereas I saw Atlanta also trying to go at Quinn Williams. Mm-hmm. So it just really depends on, again, teams need and, you know, how well they can do it. I say at 14, I meant to say Atlanta picks early because they didn't really have this year. But, you know.
Well, speaking with Marlon Favre, I make Favre 504. Marlon, we've seen for a couple of seasons Deion Jones's impact for the Atlanta Falcons. Last year, his injury, I thought, you know, really affected their defense. I mean, he's been not a Saints killer, a Drew Brees killer. The guy has more interceptions off of Drew Brees than many cornerbacks in the NFL. So I'm a little nervous when I just see just now Mel Kiper's having a, you know, little conference call thing, and Tampa Bay reporters are asking about Devin White to Tampa. Quote, they need him. They need a linebacker. He can be a cornerstone on that defense. He can be the leader in the middle. Quan Alexander was a leader there, and he left in free agency. It just is a no-brainer to me. But do you think that's five. He would be the fifth pick overall. But to me, it makes sense if I'm Tampa Bay. He's a guy that I think can make the plays you just mentioned, talking about who's the better pro. And I hate to see it for a Saints fan, obviously, to be able to see that guy having to take on Drew Brees and the Saints.
Now, the Saints fans really not feeling that with either of those guys because of their ability. And I'll be quite honest with you, that is more motivation to Deion Jones more than anything else. Think about it. It's your home team. You didn't get drafted by them. They basically looked over you, and now you have an opportunity to say, you know what, I'm going to show you guys what you're missing. So I think his performance in those games were overhyped, being that that's the home squad and they didn't draft him. I mean, that's just, and I'm not saying that from a personal perspective. I've just heard that a lot from guys. I mean, Quan Alexander said it himself with Jacquees Doucette in one of his interviews when he was talking about the Saints and how at that time they were looking over a lot of talented LSU guys. So, man, Gus, if I play this correctly, if I'm looking at this, you know, Tampa being a sleeper team, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they take Devin White with that fifth pick. So I don't see Greedy coming off the ball. He definitely comes off the ball pretty good. Hello. I don't see him coming off the
board right
that early. I mean, the Jets might trick you and go cornerback. I know a lot of folks have been talking about Nick Bosa at the second spot to San Francisco. But I just don't see Devin. That's the only way I see Greedy going in front of him if he goes to those teams I just mentioned. I don't see him in any other scenario getting picked over Devin White.
Obviously, Marlon, those two players are the ones we talked about because, again, you see many mock drafts having them going in the top 15. They deserve the time. What other LSU players do you see being called Thursday, Friday, or Saturday?
Off top, man, Foster Moreau. I think especially with those two guys coming off the board early. I've heard Irv Smith, New Orleans native brother Martin, going to New England with the 32nd pick. And then there's my mind slips me, but the tight end from they got him going to Detroit. TJ, I know his first name is TJ. Well, I have Monday brain right now in New Orleans, excuse me. But they may have a situation to where you have maybe two tight ends coming off the board. Mm-hmm. I've heard on a numerous occasions Foster Moreau being one of those guys that may go up to an early round, second or third round. So that wouldn't surprise me at all. Pro Day was pretty good, 6'6" guy. 6'5", excuse me, 262, and he wears it well. And then there's, I mean, a guy named that's been picked up, that's been said a lot, has been Big Ed Alexander. He may be a guy that gets picked up maybe later on, mm-hmm. 6th or 7th round, because they need those nose guards. So, I mean, LSU have a number of guys back there that could potentially get drafted. I wouldn't be surprised if you look at last year, LSU went on a big rant in the 2nd round. They had Dante Jackson coming off the board and then following him, DJ Chark. And those guys worked out well for those particular organizations. So those are two sleeper guys, I think, for sure, Foster Moreau and Ed Alexander. And then there's Nick Bruschett. I have him about anywhere between 6th round of free agency.
Right.
So it wouldn't surprise me at all if we have a number of guys get drafted from LSU this year.
Yeah, it's interesting. Look, one of the guys that Jordan is looking into seeing, and he thinks, and look, again, you look at his performance. Cole Tracy, I mean, you see the importance in what the Saints, did with their kicker. Just gave him a huge extension over here. Cole Tracy, I think, is – do you think he goes Friday? Or do you, that's really, really early 2nd, 3rd round, right? I mean, maybe 4th round, 5th round? Do you think that early?
Yeah. I mean, look what he did for LSU last year. Two guys that I thought really helped themselves out a lot was definitely Cole Tracy and then for future years, Joe Burrow. Those are two guys that came to LSU for specific needs and played a major role in those specific needs. I mean, Cole Tracy, how many games we played came down to a few points where his field goals really mattered. So those NFL scouts, they're looking at that. And then the stage that he had an opportunity to do it on playing at LSU. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me not one bit if you do see a situation where Cole Tracy gets drafted that second day. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Wow, well, because it's interesting. The reason I bring it up, NFL draft has him as a priority free agent. That's the draft projections. They don't have him drafted. And I mean, they have like weakness in kicking or, strength of the leg. I'm like, wow, I'm a little surprised and shocked by that.
No, I think he's going to get drafted. I don't think he's going to be a guy that doesn't get picked up. I think he does get drafted. I do. Because, I mean, it is a position, Gus, that gets looked over a lot, a kicker, but you're looking at a kid who really played a major role for LSU, which is a major Division I school. So the scouts that really understand know not to look over that at all. So I wouldn't be surprised, again, I'll give him a Saturday. I will give him a Saturday. I don't say Mr. Irrelevant, but probably 6th, 7th round. Because it's a need. If you look at the number of LSU games, LSU's talking about me right now. If you look at the amount of NFL games that went down to a field goal that was missed, and you can have a guy clutch like Cole Tracy to come in, it'll work well for whatever organization lacks in that area. You saw those kickers last year. They were going in and out. Every Tuesday they were getting fired. We were hearing about another kicker getting fired because of causing a game. And if you look at how clutch Cole Tracy is, it may be a possibility for sure. He's a late-round guy.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting to see where all it all goes by the time we get back on the air on Friday. You'll have that first round in the books. We'll know, obviously, where Greedy and Devin White go. We'll see where some of the other Tigers go here as well. I know there's some Saints fans that wouldn't mind a Foster Moreau going in as well. And, look, I'll be honest. I think Devin White's could be fun to watch. I would just love to see him not in the NFC South, if that makes any sense to you.
It makes a lot of sense. And even though about 90% of the boards have him going to Tampa.
Yeah.
in the first round, it's tough because, I mean, we don't need two LSU linebackers on opposite teams. Well, three if you look at Duke Riley. We know the trouble that they cause. I'm telling you, it's that home state, home field buzz. The New Orleans Saints didn't draft him. Tight fielding. And it's just that motivation. You got to look at it. These guys got their shine on in Louisiana for the past 2-3 years, 4 years in some cases. So it'll be pretty interesting, man. I'm looking forward to hearing our conversation on Friday.
Sounds good, man. Always a pleasure. At Big Faye 504 is the way to follow the Marlin Favorite Twitter profile page. And then, of course, that podcast, Inside the Trenches. Go check that out as well. Thank you, bud.
Thanks, Gus. Y'all take care, fellas.
For
sure. See y'all Friday.
One mock draft has Devin White to the Bengals at 11. Giants at 6 in another one.
Cleveland.
Then 3 or 4 of them have Devin White to 5, Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Tell you what, he'd be good over there in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like for you to see that Cleveland doesn't pick until, like, way down there?
I'm just happy to predict him at 11-5, dude.
Yeah. Pretty incredible when you look at it.
I can dream.
You can dream. All right, Sports Hangover. Continues next. More from Mickey Loomis on ESPN New Orleans.
Greg LeBlanc has the deals. Shop now online or in person at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Our new express store makes shopping online easier than ever.
Ever.
We now offer home delivery. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS Off-Road for just $32,990. That's just $32,990 for a new off-road Tundra four-door. All Louisiana residents are welcome to participate in Greg LeBlanc Toyota's low, low prices on new Toyotas. Shop online. Shop now at GregLeBlancToyota.com and save today because Greg LeBlanc has the deals.
Model 8239, MSRP 38449, 4,000 rebate plus TTNL.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call a local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminex is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Looking to build a deck? Think Trex is out of your price range? Well, now you should take a second look at the number one name in outdoor living. Because the latest decking from Trex is engineered for the DIYer and priced to put the pressure on treated lumber. Plus, it comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. And that's something wood can't promise. So if you want to bring the superior performance and durability of Trex to your backyard, visit Trex.com for deck plans and to order samples.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Good old Larry Holder of The Athletic. Trying to start trouble asking Mickey Loomis earlier today. Michael Thomas, any talks of a new deal? Extension. Mickey Loomis. Didn't take the bait, Joey. Didn't take the bait.
Yeah. I'm not going to discuss that. Larry, good try, though.
There it is. Good try. Good effort. Good job. Good effort. Brian and Elise bringing this very interesting standpoint as well when we talk about Deion Jones. Saints did pass on him. They drafted Michael Thomas. There you go. As he said, I would pass on him every time as well. Let's see. Marcus Davenport, what did the general manager of the Saints have to say about him?
Yeah, look, I think that he's made progress, and you know he had a couple health things that slowed him down a little bit, but we like Marcus, and we're looking for big things from him.
I think you started seeing it kind of click on before he got injured. Had some nice games as well, so we'll see where it goes this season. But again, you made the move last year because you hoped that he was a guy over there. Now, the Saints, you did see, they try to go get Quinn from the Dolphins, who wound up going to the Dallas Cowboys. So there is a desire for depth on that right side. Remember Alex Okafor, deuces, got a nice hefty new deal in free agency. Ben Watson also gone, and not just a void in a locker room in terms of leadership, but you've been seeing how he's been trying to help rebuild the burned down churches here in Louisiana here as well. Just an overall good human being, to say the least. Mickey Loomis on him today.
A little bit. But look, Ben's been a real good player for a lot of years. He's a great guy, you know, for any team, for our team, in the locker room. And yeah, I was a little surprised at that. Yes,
that he retired. One of the things, I don't know if it's talked about nearly as much. Was it a misdiagnosis? Remember? They said he had like the flu or something and he was sick and he was like, I'm ready to go. But since he didn't practice early in the week or something, the game play. I still for the life of me can't understand why Ben Watson didn't play in the NFC Championship game. If Drew Brees or Michael Thomas has the flu earlier in the week, they're not playing that game because they missed the practice. I don't know. I wasn't there. I haven't heard the full explanation. It just seems funny, or not the full story. And I'm basing a lot of it off of the tweet that Ben Watson had that game, that weekend. He never goes to social media and says anything. And it was like, I'm disappointed sometimes. You got to trust in faith. And I mean, like, he was not happy. So, I don't know. It was weird. But I would have loved to have seen him play. That is for sure. I think he could have helped. One of the things that he asked, or he was asked about today, Mickey Loomis, how hectic is it when you're actually on the clock? You know, like when the commissioner comes on this, or whoever the NFL representative is after the first round. The Saints are on the clock.
No, it's not chaotic. We, you know, most of the decision making and all that's, you know, done by the time we get to the draft. Then it's just a matter of, hey, how does it fall? We've been on the same page for 13 years now, 14 years, whatever it is. So, it'll work smoothly.
Joey, I think it's easy for fans to maybe think of the scene in Airplane, the movie. Jordan, have you ever seen Airplane, the movie?
Is it about an airplane?
Wow.
Yes, I did, and don't call me Shirley.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I did. You know the scene where they're in the tower, Joey, and he's coming in for a landing, and you got people sweating, chain-smoking cigarettes.
Sniffing model glue.
A nun. Okay, I mean, people praying in the terminal. I mean, like, that's what I think of, like, chaotic scene. You know what I'm like? You can imagine, like, a draft room like that. We're on the clock. Oh, my gosh. Oh, what do you got? What do you got? Give me the phone. My phone's not working. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I wonder if fans think that that's what it's like. You don't have time. Like, it really isn't that much time. And
hey,
that
it happened to Minnesota and it happened to Kansas City. They forgot.
Yes, well, they didn't get it done. It's crazy because I remember one time in playing Madden when I was younger. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do like the draft.
Right.
And I couldn't decide. And I lost my pick. I lost my pick in fantasy football draft by not deciding. So it can happen. But go YouTube, Jordan, the scene, Airplane, the movie, control tower, landing. Just, it's... That's what I think of that I think a lot of people think of what it's like when you hear the Saints are on the clock and it's just
or
chaos.
Depart and the best thing to do, this is what the draft's
That's
about.
That's it right there.
When they end up playing and he says, I don't want anybody to panic. Does anyone know how to fly a plane? Ram! You got them all running all over. That's another perfect.
Yep, there it is right there. Yep, so Jordan, the intern's finally seeing it. Yeah, I mean, wow, looking at this video, yeah.
Gosh, I can't believe you've never seen an airplane.
You're easily not alive when this came out.
That's right.
Well, your parents married when this movie came out.
Well, that's come out.
That's where we got all the one-liners.
Joey, when did Airplane come out?
I want to say in the, mid-'80s maybe, late-'80s. The first one. That's Abrams and Zucker who put it out. But
1980.
Yeah, 1980. And I knew it was around there because that's where we got the one-liners. Where's your friend? In the hospital.
18 years before Jordan the intern.
My favorite line also. He's in the hospital. What is it? It's a big building
look,
with
patients.
Let me
tell you something. I use that, unfortunately, in the graph. If you're listening, you know, we both use it.
Yeah.
Macho Grande.
I'll never forget
Jordan.
Macho Grande.
Yeah, that's right. If you can go ahead and YouTube the Nacho Grande or Macho Grande, see, not Nacho Grande. That's completely different. Nacho Grande is
Once from Taco Bell.
Exactly. Yes, anytime we're on an airplane and it's just, you know, the turbulence is thick, where it's basically like shrapnel in the air.
Yeah.
Which I've never been in an airplane when there's shrapnel in the air, but
no.
I would imagine that's what it would feel like, you know, when you're moving and the tray table unhinges itself and you're just holding on. Yeah, I mean, that scene of, you know,
that's where he
Macho Grande.
George Zip.
Yeah, that's when it.
We went for the zipper.
It's interesting seeing Jordan see this for the first time.
Yes.
I'm just kind of looking at.
Yeah.
Pictures across the screen right now.
Yeah,
can't really hear anything.
It's Macho Grande. It's
yes.
Basically,
I'll never get over it.
You'll never get over Macho Grande. He has the sweats. He can't sleep at night because he's thinking of the one
scene.
Supposed
to be a funny movie?
That's when he started his drinking problem.
Did you just hear what he just said?
I did. Yeah. I did. Is
it's
that a movie?
It's supposed to be a funny movie.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. It's a great movie.
And trust me, there's scenes you cannot do in a courtroom that I did.
No, it's a great
movie. They said, give me your impression of the person that hit you with the car. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm just the victim. I don't do impressions.
Yeah, there it is. Turns out.
Oh, Jordan.
Funny movie.
You missed it.
You'd be shocked about how many things I think of this movie.
Very serious actors.
Which you couldn't do. The scene that Jordan's watching now where everyone is waiting in line to slap the female passenger. I don't really think you could do that now. In a movie, I don't think you could do that now.
A lot of that wouldn't play no more.
Yeah, especially when the nun is waiting in time. And here they go. Now they're back in the courtroom. There's the judge. Whack! With the right hand.
And look who's the judge.
Yeah, that would be considered domestic violence in today's day and age. Yes, there is no waiting in line to take turns smacking the female passenger.
And how many impolitically correct lines? Jeez,
it
makes Blazing Saddles look PG.
Yeah, no doubt. But anyway, yes, I don't know why Macho Grande popped in my head.
I'll never get over
but
Macho
But that
Grande.
Scene is what I think of like, you know, a draft. The Saints are on the clock. Ah! My phone's not working. I can't. My thumbprint, lock it. You got the one with your eyes. Why is it unlocking? Take your glasses off. We're down to 4 minutes. Hurry.
And you get that. We're going to take.
No, you think about it, right? Yeah. Like you have way more technology now, but on a day-to-day basis, I see people, and maybe sometimes it might be me, unable to unlock their phone or to send a picture or a text, or by hitting something with their thumb, it sends their phone into a downward spiral that's unrecoverable. My son might tend to every now and then use several phones, mine, my family's. Wives to look at YouTube videos or whatever, and somehow, some way, he finds a button that locks itself out. yes. My favorite one is the orientation lock. If you scroll from the bottom, you can lock your screen where you can't look at it horizontally to see people freak out. Well, it won't flip sideways. What's wrong? The image won't move. I'm like, you have horizontal lock on.
So you just basically use that as you're better than them.
No, I'm just saying, I could completely understand and see 50, 60-year-old coaches and executives that, you know, believe me, their assistant goes to Verizon or whatever and brings them the new phone. You know, they probably know how to use some of the tech. And you can just imagine on draft day, somebody's texting, deal or no deal. And, you know, they hit the app button and then it brings up photos and then Apple Pay. They're like, I'm just trying to respond to a text. I've seen it happen. Because when you hit your text now, there's like seven different categories you can go into inside of your text. Come on, you've seen your dad accidentally do something on your phone. Huh?
No.
No?
Yeah, like, Jordan,
if anything,
what you
he spends too
up?
Much time on his phone.
What are you looking up, Jordan? Yeah.
Exactly. What are you looking up? Sports Hangover puts a wrap on things. When you come back next, studying ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all seven high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Oh yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Over Macho Grande?
No, I don't think I'll ever get over Macho Grande. Those wounds run pretty deep.
Yep. If you're ever in an airplane, it's not looking good. That scene always pops in my head, Macho Grande. Yeah. Yeah.
Tom Hanks gets on Cast Away.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I would have to say the scariest moment easily was the New Orleans Voodoo. Traveling to take on the Orlando Predators, I believe. Was the Predators, Orlando? The Voodoo, the AFL?
Yeah, yeah.
I was the color commentator at the time with Mike Connie, who's now the play-by-play for Atlanta FC. MLS team. And we're on the plane together in the team, and we tried to land in a torrential downpour. Mm-hmm. Literally, the cell is over the field, and we're coming in, and I mean, you don't see the bottom. You know, you don't see the ground. And you just hear full engine, and that guy tilted up. I mean, darn near 90 degree. I mean, it was like a rocket ship. as we went straight up and pulled right. I mean, luggage is coming off. And next thing you know, we're above the clouds. I look right, and I'm a dork, so I play Flight Simulator and love airplanes a lot. So I look at my window. I'm like, that's Cape Canaveral. I mean, you can easily see that the NASA white building. I'm like, we went from Orlando, you know, MCO to Cape, which is right there to the right of it. But we were there. And then he came on. He's like, yeah, we're going to Tampa. So we went to Tampa and chilled there for a bit until the thunderstorm went away, and then tried to land again in Orlando. But yeah, I
so much for your flotation device.
Yeah, then I would not have helped. I mean, that yeah, they would have been recovering pieces anyway. Yeah, the Wile E. Coyote sounder, you could have played that several times for sure. Let's see. There's one more bite I wanted to get into for Mickey Loomis that I thought was interesting. So you heard Jordan kind of talk about what Lewis was talking about earlier, about look, it's got to be a certain standard to either move up or move back in the draft. Mickey.
Well, we have these trade value charts, these point charts. We all, you know, pretty much use the same charts. And look, we all know what the history of, you know, trading up eight picks, you know, in the first round is, in the middle of the round. So we have enough history. And we have these trade value charts that I think very, very seldom is there a huge discrepancy in you know what is expected versus what is offered. But look, once you make that offer, there's tweaks back and forth. But I wouldn't say that there's a huge discrepancy generally.
Joey, would the Saints be willing to throw in a free month of Jordan the intern service? You know, Jordan, would you do that for a team to help the Saints? Would you give up your free time?
Yeah, I mean,
there you go. If it helped the Saints get a receiver,
he's a tight end.
Yeah,
Jordan.
I mean, throw you. Am I getting paid?
No. Throwing you in.
No.
Yeah, you're part of the
internship.
You're the sweetener. Yeah,
I'm the sweetener.
Yeah, and essentially, basically, and to low. The GM, you'd be washing his car.
All right, but yeah. Do I get a ring if we win the Super Bowl?
No, of course.
Yeah.
No, you're gonna give him a ring.
Yeah, you can get him in those little machines at the Chinese restaurant.
You didn't say what kind of ring. Mickey Loomis on if moving picks to get higher is the plan, not the plan. Is it set in stone and you just kind of go with how the night goes?
Yeah, I think that for the most part, we do a lot of preliminary work, you know, in the days leading up to the draft, talking to teams and who's interested in moving. And look, again, you know, day one's the first round. So the days leading up to that, you're really primarily talking about first round, you know, movement. You know, and then after the first round, the next morning, next day, you're talking about you know that day's rounds. So, a lot of it is done preliminary, but man, when you get on a clock, it, you know, a lot of it's done then too. So it's both. At the end of the day, it's both.
There you go. By the way, 22 prospects will be attending the draft in person, and remember, Baker Mayfield did not go last year, the number one overall pick. I don't know if it matters or if it's a nice thing for you to do or not, if you're an LSU fan. The number of Alabama players, Quinnen Williams, defensive tackle, Jonah Williams, offensive tackle, Josh Jacobs, running back, Alabama. That's it. Only three. LSU, Greedy Williams, cornerback, and of course, Devin White, linebacker. So there you go. They got three, you got two that are going there as well. Josh Allen, DeAndre Baker, Nick Bosa, Marquise Brown, Brian Burns, Devin Bush, Andre Dillard, Noah Fant, Cody Ford, TJ Hawkinson, Josh Jacobs, Daniel Jones, Drew Locke, which is interesting, DK Metcalf, Kyler Murray, Ed Oliver, Jawan Taylor, Christian Wilkins, Jonah Williams, and Quinnen Williams, and Greedy Williams. So those are your players that are going to be there. Montez Sweat was going to, but he's no longer going to. Sports Hangover will come back from you tomorrow. Have a little bit more fun, again, getting ready for the draft. So we'll obviously continue to keep focus on that. Don't forget tonight, Bucks and Pistons. Milwaukee can close it out. Rockets and Jazz. Houston can close it out. Matt Moscona next on ESPN New Orleans.